always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you are tuned in to another show, Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. We're going to get the show popping, baby. Definitely excited to be back. Been a lot going on, man. I've been in the studio like crazy working on projects, man, but God is good. As I was praying, just sitting, focusing, God, what you want me to talk about today? Something that I think plagues a lot of believers, unbelievers, both alike, is insecurities, man. So we're going to talk about insecurities. What are they and how they limit us and what we're doing, man? And somebody be like, really, does insecurities limit me? The things that, yes, they holding you back. Insecurities are almost like fear, but they're more pinpointed, you dig? So we're going to talk about that, man, and get it in on today's episode. I'm going to say this is the episode right before Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Annis Faye. You know what I'm saying? She's doing a thing, man. I love my mom, man. She's grinding right now. She got us doing a word for today at our church. If you actually go to youtube.com/newcreationwa, you can check out some of the word for today's, man. And my mom been through a lot in her life, man. She shares that. My dad got some as well. She's trying to get me and my wife on them too, and I was like, hey, we'll get on them soon, man. So here go a new song right here, man. Shout out to Music Q Play Music Group, man. They send us the music. Here it goes right here. Thizzle, Hey Mama, featuring Fitzgerald. Let's go. Yada the King Radio.
Like the sun, like the moon, there is something I want you to know. You are beautiful.
Say mama, sorry for the long nights and all that drama. Headphone call, I know that it was hard. Hoping I ain't laid out dead or behind bars.
Forgive me mama,
you did the best that you could. Single mother raising two boys in the hood, and you would do without as long as we were good. If I could pay you back for everything, ma, I would.
You know I would.
And even though I was so bright, I was hard-headed, couldn't get my act right. Glad you got a chance to see me walk this new life. Now you can get rest when you lay down at night.
You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful.
I don't really want it, but it's calling my name. William, come and get me, I can take away your pain. Come a little closer, you got everything to gain. But I got too much to lose, I'm about to go insane. I've been here too many times, got my head low. If I gave a dime for every time, I'd be dead, bro. I feel that battle in my soul, the pressure closing in. My passion's asking for a pass and I can't hold it in. There I go again, no self-control again. I'm too good at giving in, feeling like going in. The tale of guilt is closing in. Sometimes I climb the heights, but I'm at my lowest end. Cloaked in deception and overdosing on potent sin. So gone, baby, wanna be home again. Wanna feel whole again, come feel this hole again. Now I'm doubled over with my face on my knees. At the side is where I wanna be, but there I go again, falling.
Face to the pavement, once again faced with the same
thing. There I go again, falling.
I don't think I'ma make it, don't know how much longer I can take this.
There I go again, falling.
I'm caught up in the sin. I wonder if I see your face again.
There I go again,
falling.
Trying to keep it cool, I don't wanna leave the plan. But it's hard to block out everything that she be saying. Look like, come here, baby, just reach out and take my hand. There's no need to fear me, all I wanna do is dance. I believe the lie, and I'm headed for my doom. They ain't finally got me locked, and now I'm back to be consumed. Feeling like I'm watched by everybody in the room. Cause they know I'm a fake, and if not, they will soon. Have you ever felt like the walls finna close in? Shackles on your hands and your feet, and you doze in. Sleep to the logic you possessed before all of that mess. I'll sober headedness with the rest. What's left is a schizophrenic shell where a man once was. Now you get to see the damage your love does. So now I'm doubled over with my face on my knees. At your side is where I wanna be, but there I go again, falling. Pick me up, I fell into the trap again, but he gon' pick me up. Remind me of his promises, in him I put my trust. I don't never have to give in to the lies. I'm feasting on his word, all my sin I do despise. So now I'm down before his throne, praying on my knees, asking Lord, give me grace, please. I don't wanna be fallen,
so I gotta face this, but I know that's nothing that he can't face. Where they placed him, cause I know his grace is amazing. He's covered all my sin. It's gone never to be seen again.
So I'm calling, calling, calling
after you.
June 26th with his new singles, Heart of Courage.
I don't believe it. I'm a warrior. Sometimes it takes me a little longer.
And Revolution.
Somewhere you can move it. Got a cripple city. Wherever my foot trends, I'm taking that with me.
Featuring Jeremiah Bonds, A Servant, Yavez, and more. Catch him on tour in the DMV area.
About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Festival Sinjata presents the Big Gospel Explosion. Sunday, July 1st, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center House main stage. Featuring national recording artist Chang, J.I.G., hip-hop artist Sir, Nemo Master, choir, highly unlikely youth choir, and our special guest will be Jacqueline Echols, a world-class saxophone player. Sunday, July 1st at the Seattle Center, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, y'all, we back right now. I got the homie J737, but he just goes by 737, man, and we about to get it in, man. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. I appreciate you having me on. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, brother. We got nice weather in Seattle. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed regardless of the weather, but you know, the weather just make you feel much better. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get it in. We about to get it in with you, man. And the way that we love to start our shows off, we want to hear how you came to know Jesus, man. Can you share that with me, brother?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I grew up in the church, so I always tell people I knew a lot about God, but I didn't know him personally. I could quote scripture, but there was no personal relationship there. And I actually ran into, I went to a church camp my senior year in high school. I was just searching, man, just empty from sin in my life, and was trying to fill this void I had inside, just with temporary things that this world offers us. And ran into a pastor at this church camp, and this dude was so joyful and so peaceful, and I knew more than anything, he was just authentic, and I wanted whatever he had, I wanted it. And he told me he had a personal relationship with Jesus. And he actually ended up leading me to Christ in email, believe it or not. Two emails is all it took. And he led me to Christ with this phrase, "I dare you to get alone and cry out to Jesus." And I knelt beside the computer. This was after the camp. And I knelt beside the computer after reading his email and just surrendered my life to Christ and never been the same since, man.
Wow, that's awesome. So it was an email that led you to God, man. I mean, can you share some of the stuff that you would say that was in it that convicted your heart, that just opened your eyes? Was there anything in particular that you can remember, man?
Yeah, man, one of the things he said was that surrendering my life to Jesus, or completely to Jesus, was the only way to get free from the things that had me in bondage. And that really hit home, because on the outside, you know, with my friends, I could wear a face and act like everything was cool. You know, I was a typical basketball jock. And so I was popular, you know, sex, drugs, alcohol, just the life of the party, all those things. But at the end of the day, when no friends were around me, when no one was there shaping who I was, it was empty, I was broken, and I was searching. Like I said, you know, he said surrendering to Jesus was the only way to get free from that. And it really shook me up, man, and definitely hit home.
Dope, man. Talk to me about now, after you've been saved, what are some things that you're continuing to deal with, man? Because I'm big on, we are continuing, as the word of God says, to progressing from faith to faith. What are some things that God is growing you up in, even now, even today? I mean, I know you're married. What are some stuff that you deal with that you still have to surrender to God?
Yeah, man, I would say, honestly, the biggest thing, I was just talking to my wife about this right now. Honestly, I feel like right now he's just teaching me to trust him more. You know, I think in the day-to-day, you know, whether it's work or whatever we're going through, it's so easy to just get caught up in everything that's going on around us, and maybe circumstances, all those things. And he's just teaching me to trust more. You know, I want to walk with God just like the people I see in the Bible walk with God.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
And I think for me, the constant challenge, because we live, you know, in a generation where media is just all around us, where, you know, Twitter and Facebook is an app on our phone that we can click any time. And so we're constantly bombarded with, you know, all this information. And a lot of times, you know, for me personally, I found that it can be a distraction from just, you know, simply being with God, from, you know, kind of zoning out and just being with him in the day-to-day. So, hopefully that answers the question.
No, that's good. I actually just preached about that same thing, man, not too long ago. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Distractions, you know, and along them same lines. I was like, man, Twitter and Facebook, if we get a Twitter or Facebook message in the middle of the church service during worship, we're like, oh, wait, let me see what's going on, you know, or, you know, it's just we're so distracted by these things. And, you know, I challenge some people to turn off that stuff for a while. You know what I'm saying? Shut that off and spend time with God. Take a vacation with God, you know. You know, so it's pretty much incredible that you sharing that same thing, man. So what was your family like, man? Were you were only child? Did you have any brothers and sisters, man?
Yeah, I do. I have one brother. He's got 4 years on me, so thankfully I learned from a lot of his mistakes. Yeah. I was still pretty rebellious. I don't know if it helped too much, but I had a good family. My parents were Christians. We grew up in the church, like I said, so I had a great family, man. I look back especially being in ministry and just seeing and hearing about so many broken families, so many families where the father was just like non-existent.
Yeah.
So I look at my family and sometimes, you know, I take that for granted just because I've always had a family and they stayed together. So, man, I'm so thankful. But I also have a heart for just, you know, people that didn't have that growing up. Knowing, you know, scriptures that God is a father to the fatherless. And just, you know, he can redeem and restore, you know, those broken pieces in our hearts. So.
Yeah. Dope, man. How has your music... This is a question that I don't rarely ask people, but how has it affect your immediate family, man? What would you say the effect is of that?
Yeah, man, it's definitely impacted. I've never been asked that before, so that's a good question. It's definitely impacted on my, I think, you know, I think more than anything, man, I was, like I said, man, I was a party jock, like, you know, got a full ride to play college basketball, so kind of living that life. And Jesus just completely transformed my life. So I went from being that to doing none of that stuff. And, you know, with the music, I think at first they were very just like, you know, kind of standoffish. Not my parents, but maybe my brother. Just like, you know, what are you doing with this? But now they're, man, they're so, even my brother recently said some very, very encouraging statements to me that about made a brother cry, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
And
that's powerful.
So, yeah, man, I think they've been, and my parents have been extremely supportive, man. It's been amazing how supportive they are, so...
Man, that's good, man. I'm going to have to ask more questions like that, man. How the family impacted? Because, you know, sometimes it seems like our family is the hardest people to reach, you know. But
yeah,
that's pretty tight, man. I'm going to go to your first song, man, called King of All Kings. Talk to me about this song right here, man.
King of All Kings is a banger. I love it. Gita produced the track. He killed it. The first time when I was shopping for beats, man, I heard the melody and I was just like, oh, I gotta get this beat. And wrote the hook. My man Tony Stone did all the post edit work on it, and he connected me with Jason, which Jason killed the hook. Shout out to Jason. And Dylan Chase, I had known through my man The Messenger, actually, off of Holy Soldier Records. He connected us. And man, I love those dudes, Dylan Chase, all of them, man, Tony Stone, Jason, just some humble guys. I got to chop it up with them, and to come together and make a song together, it was awesome, man, so...
Dope, man. So look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hop into this on Yacht of the King Radio 737 with us, King of All Kings. Let's go. Featuring Jason and Dylan Chase. Let's get it.
King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never ever be. No. He died on the cross, but he's still alive. Yeah. And when he cracks the sky, he's coming back for his bride. Hey. He's the King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never ever be. No. He died on the cross, but he's still alive. Yeah. And when he cracks the sky, he's coming back.
He's the exact reproduction of deity in bodily form. The God man died up on that cross, his body was torn. Started in humble beginnings from a town not well known. Born in a manger, but danger, the darkness while on the run. Visited the weak and broken, fellowship with sinners. Once I met this man, my world was shook, singing in a broken tenor. John 1:1, eternally existed with my Father. Best believe when you look at Jesus, you see the Father. The Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us. Came for the lost, so humble as he rode with us. He wasn't trying to be flashy despite the betrayal. He laid down his life for others, agape. He rode up on a donkey, no 28s. He's coming again on a horse to reign, so we awake. He's the only way to heaven, sorta like a gate. People try and take his title, but they
lightweight. He's the King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never ever be. But he's still alive, yeah. And when he cracks the sky, he's coming back for his bride. He's the King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never ever be. No. He died on the cross, but he's still alive, yeah. And when he cracks the sky, he's coming back for his bride, his bride.
Hey yo, the fabric of the gospel is woven together with the undeniable truth. Jehovah is better than all of them sacrifices and high priests. He is forever granting access in my peace. And I'll be kneeling at the throne of grace. Now I can show my face with the body he hold my place. He the king, you say chill, I heard it before. Well, if you really hit home, then worship him, bro. I see there's an ignorance of his preeminence, and it's his throne when it's innocent. Sick of this simpleness, getting us in a position that's also ridiculous. It's crazy to think we exchange each on our pleasure and treasure for pain. What did you say? We say it don't rain. No, it's devilish games, man. My God is before first, but it's never zero. He sees all the galaxies, sorta like his people. So all my people, listen for the king. Show what it really means.
He's the King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never ever be.
No.
He died on the cross, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
And when he cracks the sky, he's coming back for his bride. He's the King of All Kings, let me tell you what I mean. There ain't nobody like him and there never.
This is 737, and you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life.
To the next level, there's a sea of opportunity, and I'ma toss a pebble. Let the ripple effect fill up the whole schedule. Put a bullet in my flesh, sorry, got a dead ya. Some playing games, lead it to my sons and daughter. We were four, now we five. I gotta go harder, leave a legacy while following the father. Firmly on the rock, high stepping on the water. Let's put the faith into action. This is my passion. Deliver a message on stages, no acting. Put the sword to Leviathan, chop up the Kraken. Use the gift I've been given to kick the devil back in. I'm back. In. Nothing stopping me now. I'm flying with purpose, going past the clouds. Play the back, I let Christ rock the crowd. I'm focusing, I'm ready, and my foot is to the plow. I'm ready and so focused. How you like me now? How you like me now? I'm ready and so focused. My foot is to the plow. I'm a monster, scratch that, new creation. Here to expand the kingdom and shatter Satan. Why that was blatant, he need a beating. We got beef forever, homie, I am no vegan. This is my season, and I'm believing. Faith is the call, yep, and gotta steer it. Angels on the sideline, and yeah, they cheering. Obstacles in my way, you know they call clearing. A crib for me in heaven, you know they ain't preparing. No losses with him, I always
with persistence, nothing standing before me. Running for my own life, they wanna be my homie, but the desires of that, yeah, they don't hold me. I'm ready and so focused. How you like me now? How you like me now? I'm ready and so focused. My foot is to the plow. How you like me now?
Yeah, Blaze Torch, the song How You Like Me Now, brand new single, man. And hey, if you guys got music, you can always do this. Hit me up at music@yattatheking.com or go to yattatheking.com and click on the music submissions link. And if it's banging, I bang it. That's how we do it here at Yatta the King Radio. So, I mean, I don't care if I don't know you, if I've never heard of you before. Like, man, if it's a dope track, I'm going to play it. You could be a known artist. If I don't like it, I won't play it. That's just how we do it on Yatta the King Radio. But I'm with somebody, man, that I'm liking what he's doing right now. 737 737, he told me to make sure I got his name right or he's gonna quit the interview. So I was like, my bad, man. 737, talk to me real quick, man, about how you got involved in Christian hip-hop, man.
Yeah, man, to make a long story short, honestly, it was salvation. And as I look back, I love that, man, because I can't really take credit for it at the end of the day. I wasn't one of those dudes. Like, I loved hip-hop. I loved rap growing up. That's all I listened to. But I never, like, rapped or anything like that. I was a basketball jock, like I said, so I didn't even know what, like, a C note was on a keyboard. Like, I was, you know, music illiterate. And I got saved in 2005 and started writing songs. I just had, like, this poetry coming out of me out of nowhere, literally. I wasn't gifted with poetry in high school or anything like that. And just started writing songs. I loved doing it. And then, obviously, I love hip-hop. So, you know, I recorded one song way back in the day just as a complete joke. And a lot of my friends, like, encouraged me and was like, yo, this is legit. You need to do something with this. And I was like, yeah, you know, stop playing. And God used that encouragement to just give me, you know, confidence to continue to move forward with it. And one thing led to another. And so, yeah, that's how I got it.
Wow, man. So was there any other Christian rappers that you had heard of at the time? Was it just, you know what I'm saying, something that you were like, man, I'm going to try it. What's up?
Yeah, not at that time, but shortly after that, my man K-Drama, someone gave me a CD by K-Drama back when he had just come out with 14 to Life Illustrations of Self. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, man, so wait. So this is a minute ago that you was doing, I mean, like, yeah. You say 14 to Life, this is when K-Drama was about 18, around that 18.
Well, yeah, man.
Yep. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. I got that CD.
I still got it too, man, and I still bump it every now and then, bro. It takes me back.
Yes, sir.
But someone gave me that CD, and, man, the Lord used that so much, too, just to convict my own life personally. And about 2 years after that, I actually got to do a concert with K-Drama.
Wow.
And he didn't know that. I was like freaking out. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. This is the dude that I was listening to before in college. Like, you know, it's just like so excited. I know Reese now. I love that dude. He's a good dude. But yeah, man, K-Drama was actually the first Christian rap that I'd ever heard.
Wow, man. So now looking back from that start, I want to ask you, man, a question. How do you feel that you hip-hop, your hip-hop impacts your city or even people in your church, like people around you? We talked about the family earlier, but do you feel like it's a powerful outreach tool? Have you seen it impact people in your city, man?
Absolutely, man. I have been blown away by some of the doors that God has opened over the years. And you know, one of the things, the original reason I got into doing hip-hop and all that stuff was I realized you know, my life had been so transformed by the love of God. And like, I'm like, you know, with how sinful I was in my past, I was like, how can he love someone like me? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with being filled with his love, like, I just wanted to reach as many people as possible with God's love. And so I realized that I could only do that, you know, with so many people face to face. But if I had a tool like music, or whatever it is, like radio, you're doing radio, whatever it is, you can reach many more people with the gospel. And so, you know, I kind of took a leap of faith right out of college. I started doing ministry full time. And at the time, I was just living with my parents. And like I said, they were fully supportive. And dude, God opened doors like all over the place in high schools and obviously churches, but outreaches like all over the city, and not just here locally, but in the U.S. in general. I would say, yeah, it's been amazing just to look back and see how many doors he's opened up. I found myself in, you know, some weird places and then other venues that were banging, but it's been pretty incredible to see what God's done. So.
Man, that's tight, man. Now, I know that you are married, man. I actually saw a music video from you, man, that was pretty tight, man. I liked how you did that whole spin. You know, I was like, why is he up there at the altar? I didn't get it until the end, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, you married Christian hip hop. For some, it doesn't work all that well. Is this what you do full time now?
Yeah, this is what I do full time. My wife and I actually have a nonprofit organization as well, which we kind of raise support through that. But yeah, man, this is what I do full time. So.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this, man. So with what you have, I'm glad that you said that you have something else as well. What would you say to a lot of artists out there that are trying to do this full time? This is their aspiring dream. They feel called to this. What would you say to them in order for them to progress? And how has this helped you in what you're doing, man?
How has the nonprofit helped?
Yeah.
Okay. First question, man, I think you hit it right on the head, man. I think at the end of the day, we have to, what does God call me to? I think each individual has to, you know, answer that for themselves. Has God really called me to do hip-hop ministry? And at the end of the day, like, you know, God is faithful to the things that he's called us to do. And it may not be what we think. It may not be when we think it's going to happen. But God, like, I have seen firsthand just God's faithfulness over the years. And so I would say, you know, that being said, God is faithful. If you know, you know, and one of the things that helped me discern, you know, God's calling and making sure that, you know, God is really calling me to this is just having wise counsel, having accountability. You know, so it's not just me making the calls, but being involved in the local community to help shepherd that. And so, you know, for me, once God made that clear for me, you know, obviously, you know, you start stepping out in that. And as I said, God is faithful. But I think for us, we have to work hard and be diligent with that. So there's a lot of work behind it, but at the end of the day, God called you to it, he's faithful. So I would just encourage some believers, if you know that he's called you to it, trust God, trust, you know, your maker. He is faithful to the things he's called us to. And the nonprofit organization, we felt led to do that because, you know, long term, we want to do much more than just the music. We're developing a lot of materials for discipleship, stuff like that. One of the things that I saw in doing like event type, you know, ministry, it's just like people might come to Christ or people might get really excited, but then, like, you know, I may not see those people at that event for years or maybe even never again. So we wanted to have something in place where we could, you know, put in their hands this discipleship material. So when we leave, they're still getting trained, they're still getting plugged into the local churches.
That's what's up, man. So So you got to take care of your business, man. That's what we are going to say, man. And I like how y'all set that up. But once you get all the business done, once you take care of all that, then you can party. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of party, my man 737 got a song called Let's Party. Talk to me about this, man, as we get ready to hop into that joint.
Yeah, man, real quickly, it was just me peering into the culture. And like I said, I came from the party crowd. And the thing that I learned about it is sin is so appealing. It looks so good, but at the end of the day, it can't bring about lasting satisfaction. It's kind of like the informational track. I wanted to paint a picture. Yeah. Okay, here's what the culture is offering. But at the end of the day, our Father in heaven, God created us for intimacy with himself. And apart from having a relationship with him, something will always be missing.
Dope, man. So look, let's party. Check it out. Let's see what we got going. 737 on Yacht of the King Radio. Here we go.
They don't whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone wants to party. Lordy Gardy, sipping on Bacardi. Wanna do it big, giving a big body. Party like a Marty, why they acting naughty? Living to be the next American Idol. Or maybe you got talent, going for a title. Chasing after everything that's desirable. Living for self, but in the end it's suicidal. What happens in Vegas, it doesn't stay there. Emptiness will hit you, sorta like a snare. Man, it's so tempt, bro, living just to get high. Living to gratify, but the bliss is never satisfied. Lies coming through those HD screens, but I see through the smoke, cause I've been redeemed. God is not mocked, we reap what we sow. His wrath is so real, better slow it down, whoa. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Everyone nowadays thinks love is sex. It's all about you, so you say, who's next? Aerosol, so you see it in the media. But look up agape in the Wikipedia. I take a look around, we all wanna blow. Show them what we got, like for the main show. I see you with the cash, so you think you do it big. But in the end, that's like rolling with a guinea pig. Even if you get the cash, you will still die. Meet the king face to face, no side fight. It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, for that Christ died. His eyes look at a heart, so we can't hide. Party foul, but I pray you turn before you die. Something will always be missing without Christ. Don't be enticed, live for eternal life. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I think back when I first bought the light. Like, fruit looked really good on the outside. Took a little bite and now we all want a piece. And spread to everyone like it was a disease. Sin is pleasurable, but only for a season. If you keep going, it'll rip through the pieces. We long for intimacy, so we try and cut glass. No commitment, cause we see like shattered glass.
We chase the fame to raise our name, to take the glory from the God who came, who reigns.
We long for love, but God is love. And we skip over him, then say we're making love. But we can only know love when we look above. Straight to the cross at the one who shed his blood.
You may gain everything, but not have a thing. When you lay in the grave, tell me where you gon' be.
Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not. Seems like everyone is saying, let's party. Wanna do it big, why they acting naughty? They throw whatever say that the party don't stop. It'll end real soon, whether you like it or not.
Let's party.
Let's party.
Let's party. Let's party.
One, two, three,
black out on them, go off in
sound. Sound, air, sound, air, sound, air.
Black out on them,
black out on them, black out on them, black out on them, black out on them,
black out on them, go off in the zone.
Zone, air. Zone, out, zone, out, zone,
in the
out.
Black out on them,
black out on them, black out on them,
black out on them,
black out on them,
go off in the
zone. Okay, I'm in here
like touchdowns. Can't be and I'm just out and I won't move like tough crowds. 7 years I done stuck out, got death threats, pushed out. But how they supposed to hurt a man that's been dead since 05? Beat dropping, I'm going in. Preach so hard that you know it's him. He fills me up and then he pulls. This might go underneath your skin. From the dog, I'm on it. To the praise of his glory, homie. I'ma get it in or what I could've been before they before him. I'm hungry.
Cause I got tunnel vision, yeah, I'm focused on the light. He's with me. Can't see a thing cause I'm focused on the Christ. You can try to kill me but you can't hurt me. You can bring whoever you want. You'll never break me, won't penetrate. Once I get off in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone.
But let me say this, I'ma live forever, regardless how my doctor feels. Call it Willow Smith, my father's will. I seen the Lord, the same I'll never be. Some say they seen the Lord, but live on casually. I don't know what you saw, but the Lord ain't what you seen. Once you really seen the Lord, you're obsessed with what you see. Obsession more than say right, love him more than dead life. Wanna know how you can be poor, let him give you new website. I promise dog, I want him, mindset on his glory.
Focused on the Christ. You can try to kill me but you can't hurt me. You can bring whoever you want. You'll never break me, won't penetrate. Once I get off in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone.
Off in the zone, zone out, zone in the out, zone out, zone in the out. Black out on them, go off in the zone.
Hey yo, hey, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSoundOfTheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast
weapon. West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
Gio.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I'ma just say this, man. That song is a monster right there, man. My kids love that joint right there. KB, Zone Out featuring Chris Lee Cobbins, or Chris Cobbins. You know, he keeps changing his name. It was Chris Lee, Now it's Chris Cobbins, man. So we call him that. And they got a sample in there from Thizzle, man. But I'm getting it in, getting a sample to homie 737, man. Getting to know who he is. Man, and we having a great time right now, man. You having a good time, brother?
Oh, yeah, man.
Dope. Dope, man. I'm going to ask a couple of fun facts right before we get into the topic of the day, man. And these are some fun facts that people are chiming in and sending. I'm going to ask you this, man. Where would your dream vacation be?
Hawaii.
Why Hawaii?
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, man.
Okay. Any charities that you would like to give money to, man?
Charities. I would say, man, anything helping out with the poor or the orphan. My wife and I have a huge heart just for orphans and obviously the poor. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of them. So, yeah.
Dope, man. And the last one I'm going to ask, man, who do you look up to in the music right now, in gospel music and ministers? You know what I'm saying? Even if you want to put them together, you can.
Obviously, Lecrae, obviously, that's like the token answer right now for Christian hip hop. But, man, a lot of cats. Lecrae, all the 116 dudes, like K-Drama, like I said. Amanda Messenger off Holy Soldier Records. And then ministers, man. Gosh, there's so many. A.W. Tozer. I love Tozer. Like a feast for my soul. I don't even know. There's tons of people that read. So.
Yeah. No, that's what it is. I'm gonna actually ask one more. And that one is, what's your favorite thing to do to pass time outside of music, man?
Outside, I was about to say make beats. Man, I actually just love studying, to be honest. I can study and study and study. I would say that and then
writing. Wait. Hold up. You told me you was a party dude. How a party dude go from loving to study, man? You went from partying... to the, you know what I'm saying, studying, being studious.
Yeah,
what happened?
Man, Jesus, bro, I got saved, for real.
Can I keep it real?
What happened? And I don't do that. My wife and I will go out, you know, hang out with friends. I don't just sit in the room and study all the time. But in free time, if I have, like, some extra time, I love studying or writing and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that's what's up, man. And we're going to get it in on the topic of the day, man. As I was praying for the topic, I was like, God, what should we talk about? He dropped this in my spirit. And a lot of times, I say this, a lot of times the topics will come from a conversation I might have had with somebody else. I just be thinking about it all week. And then God's like, that's what I want you to talk about. So today's topic is insecurities, man. And since... my man 737 likes to study, and I know he has an iPhone, which is the best phone in the world for all those people out there just wondering still. But 737, man, what does insecurities? What is it? What is an insecurity?
I mean, insecurity is obviously the opposite of having security.
I like that.
It's gonna get deep. But for real, if you think about that, security only can be found, I think, when our lives are founded on that rock, when we have a relationship with God and our lives are anchored in what He says about us and who He says we are. Mm. And so, yeah, man, I mean, I've definitely battled with insecurities. And I think even now, you have to fight against them. But I think, you know, the opposite of that, obviously, is security. And I think security and identity, man, just go hand in hand. Like, who are we? We have to know who we are as people. And as Christians, obviously, you know, God is our Father. He calls us His child. I think of that verse, 1 John 3:1, where it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we would be called children of God."
Yeah.
And so, the, I feel like the deeper my relationship with God gets, the more and more I come to know Him, the more and more that security in Him, is grounded. That you know, I'm rooted and grounded, as Paul said, in His love. And the more that's established, I think the more secure I am. So if someone, you know, calls me a name, or someone, you know, whatever, says something that would make me insecure in my past, I know the truth about who I really am and what my Father in Heaven says about me. And so that helps tons, man. But yeah, this is a great topic. I'm excited.
All right, man. How do we know if we are insecure? Let's say somebody out there is like, man, I'm not sure if I'm insecure. Or, you know, they playing a game like, yeah, I might have some things in my life. But how would you define somebody that is insecure?
I would say always trying to find the approval of their peers. Always trying to get acceptance or approval from others. And, you know, if people don't like you, or people, you know, call you names or something like that, taking it very, very hard because maybe you're insecure about yourself or something like that. Am I making sense? Does that make sense?
No, yeah, definitely. That's good.
Okay.
Is there any other things that you wanted to share on that? Or
no, I was just going to say, yeah, just searching for approval, I would say.
Yeah. So let's say I'm insecure. I'm using myself as an example. What kind of life, or what does that do to me if I'm insecure? Will that change the way that I act? Will it make me, you know what I'm saying? You know, what will that make me do?
Absolutely, man. At the end of the day, you want the approval of your peers. If you're insecure, you want people to like you. Ultimately, you want people to love you. And so you'll do whatever it takes to fit in. I remember back in high school, man, I would never admit this at the time, but I was very insecure, and I fought hard to become popular. All I cared about was popularity. I wanted people to know who I was and to accept me and love me. And I did some crazy things. I mean, things that I was taught was wrong growing up. But I didn't care because I was insecure, and I wanted, you know, my, friends to accept me. So
somebody that is insecure will do whatever to try to fit in. Like, so let me say, let's say, okay, if I'm a good kid, will I join a gang if I feel insecure with who I am?
I would say, yeah, I would say it can definitely, play a factor in that, yeah.
Okay, so, man, and I like how you said you would not admit it. And do you feel men, I think we all know men are always trying to be, what's the best word, man? Confident, you know what I'm saying? They're always trying to be strong. Do you feel men have the hardest time admitting to their insecurities?
I would say definitely, yeah. we like to say we're strong and, you know, all that. I think, man, absolutely.
Dope, man. I think that, and why are men like that, man? We just want to be the macho people. We want. What would you say to those things?
I would just say. You know, we want to look good to others, and we want to look like we're strong and like we have it all together. So.
Yeah, like we're strong, we got it together, we got everything under control. Because if we're not like that, then we feel like we're not men, man. And that's pretty good, man. I like that. I'm gonna ask you this, man. Getting past insecurities, what would you say to somebody that's saying, okay, I'm insecure in this area? Now, you did talk to them about the Word of God. It's some other things in their life. They're a Christian. They believe in God. They believe in what His Word says, but they still are insecure in different things. It might be public speaking. It might just be a whole bunch of different things. But what would you say to them in order to become secure in those areas, man, if they're not going to go pick up the Bible?
If they're not going to go pick up the Bible?
Yeah.
If they're not going to pick up the Bible,
So basically, you're going to tell them what the Bible would tell them.
Absolutely. That's the only place that I've found true security. That isn't temporal or, that lasts and is real is in God. And who, one of my mentors a while back said, identity is about limiting how others think of us and how others view us. And limiting how we view ourselves and how we think of ourselves, especially if you struggle with, self-hatred or anything like that. So it's about limiting those two things to this, what God thinks and what God feels towards you. And the only way that you can know how God thinks of you and what he feels towards you is to get in, the Bible, to get in the Word and what it says about us.
I think
that's helped me tremendously, man. That has brought a tremendous amount of freedom to my life because it's brought me to what true identity is. And so, like I said, if I'm in high school, for example, and if I would have known who I was back then, if I would have known that God loved me unconditionally, and that, that he sent his son to die for me, and that, that his thoughts towards me outnumber the grains of sand. That all the Bible verses that he chose me before the foundation of the world. There's tons of verses. And so if I would have known those, then, if people try to get me to sway to the right or left, it's like, man, I don't have to do that to fit in because I know who I am. And if you can't accept me for who I am, then that's okay, and I'm okay with that. You can hate me, you can call me names, but I know the truth about what my Father says about me. And
yes.
It's all going right to the Bible, man, because that's where true security is found, is in our Creator, in our Father, who knows us better than we know ourselves.
Come on. That's good, man. Insecurities, man. If you are insecure, you have to change your perspective, and you have to actually, as he said, minimize how you think, minimize what other people think about you, and focus or zoom in on what God says about you and what God thinks about you, man. And that's really good, man. We're going to go to your next song, bruh, called Buckle Up, man. We got to put our seatbelts on. What's up with this song, man? Let me know.
Marfa Mo Beats killed it.
Marfa Mo Beats, baby.
Yeah, man, he killed it. I love that beat. Just something. That's track two on my album, Convinced. And I really just wanted to brag about the nature of God, about who he was, and brag on him just to kind of set the tone for the album and what the whole Convinced theme is all about.
Dope, man. So let's get it in. Buckle up. 737. Yada the King. It's Don Christian. Let's go on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah. It feels good to be back. Yeah. About to go in. Just let me brag on him for a second. Heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool.
Okay.
I'm bringing truth, since they won't teach you up in school.
School.
He set apart, those creatures call him holy.
He's hoping
revelation for they live to give him glory.
Glory.
I got it so great,
great.
Tony the Tiger.
Tiger.
He's way too big, sorta like a liger.
Liger.
Punchlines with purpose, coming like Ali.
Ali.
My king's a greatness, so ain't no boasting in me.
Nah.
So renew my mind, take a picture of the cannon.
Cannon.
And I ain't talking about a camera, talk about the cannon.
Cannon. Word of God is what I'm on, so I'm feeling strong. Hebrews 4:12, homie, I'm so gone. So come along as I follow Christ. Yup, tied to my old self, living by his life. You understand? The opposite of juvenile. Juvenile. Rap rhythms flowing in me like the Nile. Let me take you on a journey, you can tune in. Come and get to know the one who has no origin. I'm gonna need you to buckle your seat. Riding like a roller coaster, vibing to the beat. Let me take you on a journey, you can tune in. Come and get to know the one who has no origin. I'm gonna need you to buckle your seat. Riding like a roller coaster, vibing to the beat. I'm nothing, by that I mean I'm weak and broken. 1 Corinthians 1:27's all I'm hoping. Even God's foolishness is wiser than man. His weakness puts to shame any heavyweight, fam. Before him, there was no God formed, and there'll be none after him, so let me try to inform. He's on another level and you really can't compare. If you were a little imp, then my God is like a bear, or like a T-Rex. He's sent above the earth, reduces rulers to nada, sort of like the dirt. Created the stars, and he knows them all by name. Doesn't become tired and weary, opposite of lame. His wisdom is beyond measures the waters with his hands, but still thinks of me more than the grains of the sand. The first and last, Alpha and Omega, won't give his glory to another, he is creator. Let me take you on a journey, you can tune in. Come and get to know the one who has no origin. I'm gonna need you to buckle your seat. Riding like a roller coaster, vibing to the beat. Let me take you on a journey, you can tune in. Come and get to know the one who has no origin. I'm gonna need you to buckle your seat. Riding like a roller coaster, vibing to the beat.
Welcome. Gonna take you on a journey. Yeah. And by the end, I pray you're convinced. Yeah.
It's your boy Al Cam. You listening to Yada the King Radio Show, home of banging music, uplifting Christ. Let's go.
Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things.
Come on.
I'm talking big cars.
Big cars.
I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big
ball,
with a lot of change. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a God with a designer name.
Hey, Al Cam, go to work.
I pull up out there with that Lamborghini, never seen,
never
it.
Seen
Bugatti
it.
Coupe hit the clutch, disappear just like a
like
genie.
Genie.
I'm talking Dolce, Cabana, shades and red bottoms. That was my dream to do it big,
yeah.
And get them dollars, but my God woke me up. Now I do it big for the Father. I let it go, let it go. Sirenara, he paid the debt, he popping tags because he raised me up. You say you pay the cost to be the boss, but you don't make enough. I see the riches of his glory, so get your paper up.
Let's go.
They say the kingdom up in heaven, got them golden gates.
Let's go.
So I invest now and I
so I don't need a bunch of chains or no diamonds on my wrist. Talking how they freeze your brain, or me bragging on how cold I am, sneezing off the game. If that's my purpose and aim, it's a shame. Yeah. I'm better off the lane. That way I cannot add into the problem. Yeah. It's like provoking and putting steroids inside a monster. Yeah. It's time to turn the flesh to the grave. Where the revolvers I'm standing for. Focus on God, forget them dollars. You see, I'm fresh without that polo boy.
Yeah.
Without Combati, Fendi Dior. See, I don't need no foes. No 26s. Don't gotta ride on boats. I ride on 66s. And I know you heard that once before in a bunch of songs. But I have to say it once again. Gotta let you know, getting in your door. This is real life and our music. We not here to make a song, to make a hit, to put a song.
To put make a song,
rich,
to make
then we rich, gone. Then we when I was young, I wanted finer things.
Come on.
I'm talking big cars. I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big boss with a lot of chains. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a God with a designer name. I see the wealth and I ain't got it. Had no shades on, so focus, I'm on fire. I'm in the zone like the ozone. Or like 2-3, but not the 2-3. But like MJ, Mr. Clutch, shooter 3. Banking and I know my status, not about what bank I get. It's evident I am his child, I represent with every limb. Crucify my body when I resurrect, I'm very rich. See me in the sky, flying by like Mary did. A spoonful of sugar, keep the medicine down. I'm like my father, I'm practically perfect now. What in his eyes, so I get my daily doses to stay super calibralistic, FBI the doses. And I'm telling anyone who woke me is rich and in all your golden, silver and all your diamonds, platinum, onyx and rubies. The passion, the grace is moving. My life is like a movie. That's why you see me following kayaks like a groupie. Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things.
Come on.
I'm talking big cars. I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big boss with a lot of chains. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a God with a designer name.
That's the homie Outcam right there. No designer frames on Yacht of the King Radio. We're getting it in right now with 737, man. Hey, bro, you got this brand new album, Convinced. It just dropped. As we were getting it in the background, I was like, what's been the response? Talk to us about the response and what people that haven't got it yet can expect when they get this project.
Yeah, man, like I was saying, the response has been amazing, man. We didn't have, like, a massive budget like record labels do or anything like that. So we just really had to trust God to use it and to help spread word. And I logged into, actually just sent out a newsletter about this. I logged into my Catapult distribution account and had no expectation at all. Like, I wasn't expecting it to chart or anything like that, and I scrolled down and it said your album is charting in iTunes right now, and I freaked out. I went and told my wife, and I was like, the album's charting, like, you gotta be kidding me.
And
so that was just like overwhelming, man. I was blown away by what God did with that, and you know, the album as a whole, man, the Convinced theme, what it's about is unshakable security that we as believers have in the love of God. Paul in Romans chapter 8, he says that, you know, that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That for believers, we are His. And so, you know, over the last season of my life, you know, and I talk about this in a lot of the songs, just, you know, trials, tribulation through, you know, all the ups and downs as a believer, I've experienced that. God has never left me once. He's always been there through the hardest of hard times.
Yeah.
And as I look back at His love, which faithful, it never wavered once.
So there's that, and then it's a challenge too for people that don't, you know, maybe have heard of Jesus but have never entrusted their life to Jesus. It's a challenge, you know. My wife and I have testimony songs around there. There's a track called The Gospel. And so it's a challenge for non-believers to come to Christ for the first time, to turn from sin and to put faith and trust in Jesus Christ for salvation.
Dope, man. So where can I get this Catapult album? And let us know, like, you know what I'm saying, all the anywhere they can get it.
Yeah, man, the easiest place is just my website. We got a little splash page up right now, which you can go to. It's 737music.com. And that's got, it's up on iTunes, Amazon, all the digital outlets. You can just search 737 and then convince.
All right, man. So 737, you can go get his project right now. Anywhere, Convinced is the name of the album. His website, once again, is 737music.com. Man, for all the people that want to get a hold of you, man, what are some of the ways that they could do that?
Easiest way is just through my website. There's a contact form, even for booking. There's a booking form and website's the easiest way. So that's got, you know, all my Twitter information, Facebook, all that stuff.
Dope, man. Any last words you want to share with us, man? We had a great time with you, bro. Any last things you want to say?
Live convinced.
I like that. I like that. So get his album, Live Convinced, man. And hey, bro, it was our pleasure getting it in with you. Definitely had a good time, man. And look forward to seeing what God does in your ministry, bro.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you guys having me, for real.
All right, man. So we're going to go into this next joint right now. The song is called Give It Up. On Yada the King Radio by Stephen the Levite, my bad. And shout out, I gotta give a quick shout out to my dude, you know what I'm saying, that always tells me to play this joint. He, you know, he's like, man, he always checks on me on like, did you get the new project? Did you get this new album? So I was like, man, okay, let me see what's up. And that's the homie Mr. 777. Shout out to him, man, him and his wife, man. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing for the kingdom. We out of here, man. Let's get into this joint right here.
Consider what the Father has given us in His Son, every spiritual blessing, and we live it up. Is it just? No, it's His mercy without a limit, bruh. This is what the infinite does when the Son is risen up. Give it up. Consider what the Son had to give for us. Laid it down so they couldn't take it. He gave it willing, cuz chill. Wrapping His eternality up in limits, bruh. Living with the sinners who hated His ever-living guts. Give it up. This is His mission. Jesus was sent for us. He was given a body simply so He could get it crushed. To nothing. Beaten by heathens, Jesus was whipped and struck. He was marked as a target, not an artist or fisticuffs. Give it up. Disfigured visage, his fingers ripped and cut. Flogged and now attached to a cross, he would call it lifted up. Our forgiveness is hidden up in his dripping blood. More than just a trickle, a river of God's provision.
What? Give it up.
We need your time, talents, and treasures. Whatever you have to offer is awesome. All in together now.
Run it fair.
Cause it was never yours to begin with. You've been given a gift to pitch in for everyone's benefit.
Give it up.
He became poor so we could be rich. This is the steeds of the kingdom. No greed, we need to be spit.
Break yourself, fam.
Give us what you've been given to give us. Not a sticker, but it's robbery if you don't leave it when it's gotta.
Give it up.
If you're a husband, this one is meant for us. This is the depiction you're sent to live when considered one with another sister. It's in the scripture, so dig it up. This is what commitment is, and it's bigger than getting some.
Give it up.
Your role is totally sacrificial, bruh. See what Jesus did in the crucifixion and mimic much.
Listen up.
Marriage is meant for men, not the pimps or punks. Entering with selfish intentions, dipping when it gets rough.
Give it up.
This is the mission of every Christian husband. Living with his sister and getting her while you give her love. With your lips and a visual, it's missional and it's tough. But in Genesis, commission begins in the crib with us.
Give it up.
When I get time, I'll get to specific stuff. But I think it's needed for me to leave it and switch it up.
Chill.
Just remember the picture that's painted with his blood. Don't just give your women a little, give them a crimson flood.
Give it up.
We need your time, talents, and treasures. Whatever you have to offer is awesome. All in together now.
Run it fair.
Cause it was never yours to begin with. You've been given.
than a gift to pitch in for everyone's benefit.
Give it up.
He became poor so we could be rich. This is the steeds of the kingdom. No greed, we need to be spit.
Break yourself, fam.
Give us what you've been given and give us not a sticker, but it's robbery if you don't leave it when it's gotta.
Give it up.
If you're a Christian, then you're a member of his physical witnesses sent to finish his mission up.
Chill.
Paul will call us his body with many limbs and functions, working and serving till he returns in the ending. But
give it up
until his kingdom comes and the mission's done. We volitionally and sacrificially give him us.
Get him, bruh.
This is something we struggle with and it's tough, but much is required from us because we've been given much.
Give it up.
Many chipping a little like it's enough. Sunday cameo visits with the kids and your 50 bucks.
What?
They don't know what your gift is and your attendance sucks. And 50 is less than a tenth of what you could spend for lunch.
Give it up.
Listen to membership if you didn't, bruh. Are you with us or just a consumer of religious stuff?
Give it up.
The church doesn't work with that independent junk. Stop being a leech and a thief and try to contribute some.
Give it up.
We need your time, talents, and treasures. Whatever you have to offer is awesome. All in together now.
Run it, fam.
Cause it was never yours to begin with. You've been given a gift to pitch in for everyone's benefit.
Give it up.
He became poor so we could be rich. This is the steeds of the kingdom. No greed, we need to be spit.
Break yourself, fam.
Give us what you've been given and give us not a sticker, but it's robbery if you don't leave it when it's gotta.
Give it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to his work. I'd like to introduce to you, Cash, Jay Runner. Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross.
Oh.
And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt. Do you know how much that costs?
Yes.
More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten to set it straight.
What?
But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky
go
cracks
in
and he regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says he does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip-hop's been tainted, we try and polish it.
Oh,
but in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it in. Unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for him.
Straight represent. Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
I am nothing, nothing but a sinner saved.
Oh,
former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste.
Jay,
but all
Runner.
My favorite food deserves some snacks upon a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind,
man.
It incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we're running, but
going
all the while
home.
We've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash bin, looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas tin. I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense. Now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner, or has been.
Yeah, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. We're going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent his work. Not about me. It's not about you, it's about him. Yeah. Woo!
What up, right there? That was his work. Yada the King Radio song right here, man. We getting it in. Man, definitely had a great time with 737, man. Go pick up his album. That song, by the way, from his work was Back to Tape. Definitely check that out. Man, I'm going to go ahead and... I had to look up some stuff, man, because this topic of the day is very, very interesting, man. I'm gonna actually do this, man. Internet, found a couple things, and I'm gonna look at the top tens of insecurities for both men and women. Now, this is I'm just gonna say this is not a Christian website. I'm gonna put it out there like that. But you know, everybody in the world is not Christian. So let's look at some of the top 10 insecurities for women. Let me start at number 10. All right. Number 10 is being a good mother. That is one of the top insecurities. Number 9, being a good cook. Women hate to hear, hey, if you can't, nah, let me keep going. Number 8, hair. Women's hair is very a touchy subject. Number 7, popularity. Number 6, aging or their face. You know, they both kind of going in together. Number 5, wardrobe. Now, if you got problems with this, we got the solution. Number 4, marriage. All right? And that could include all the above in marriage. Number 3, weight. Okay, a lot of women are insecure about their weight, no matter how heavy or how light they are. Number 2, their personality. And number 1 is their body. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of think body and weight kind of go together, but that was the top 10s for women. For the men, what happened to that? Let's see, the top 10 insecurities for men. And, you know, men, as I said, are a lot different. There is a lot of different things that they will share. There's a lot of different things that they won't share. You know, I think sometimes looking at what men, it's hard because men don't share their insecurities. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to look at some of the stuff that they said in insecurities. And I think that this is something that plagues not only the church, but also people outside the church. Insecurities, as our man 737, he said that if you are insecure, you will do anything to try to gain security. You will try to fit in. You will try to do all these different things because you're trying to fit in. And being insecure, as he said, is something that we deal with. How can we fix this? We can fix it with our thinking. Our thinking has to be changed. This is why the Bible talks about renewing our mind, because the Word of God clearly knew that before. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to say. I like looking back at Adam and Eve, man. A lot of times, the reason that Eve took that apple was because in her, Satan made her feel insecure. He tried to show her, man, this is what you are missing. So if you eat this apple, now just think about this. If somebody says, if you eat this apple, you're going to feel secure. Now, we knew that God told them not to eat it, but come on, man, an apple or a fruit? I'm sorry, man, for all the people that want to call it a fruit. How is a fruit going to make you more secure? You know what I'm saying? So she did whatever to try to become more secure. And we find that as we do these things, it actually backfires and makes us more and more insecure. So look, let's look at some of the 10 insecurities of men. Number 10, muscular. Are you muscular enough? Now, I will say this. You know, that's a big one. You know, especially in high school when you hitting the weights, if you can't do 3 of what everybody else is doing, 10 of, you kind of feel left out. Number 9, acne. You know what I'm saying? And let's see, number 8, the car we drive. Now, I will say this, that is a huge one for a lot of men. Man, and I've had some buckets and I got some nice cars now, but I remember driving buckets, man, and people's reactions were totally different. But hey, I had to get over that. Number 7, hairstyle. You know, and you know, to me that so for some men that might be big. Number 6 are occupation. And now I know that this could even actually climb higher in some for some men, our occupation is what makes us up. Number five, facial hair. And this is kind of funny because some cats can't grow facial hair, so they still feel like a baby and they feel insecure about it. Number four, clothing style or fashion. Number three, height. Nobody wants to be a short man. Number two, and once again, this is not Christian websites, is virginity. You know what I'm saying? And that could be whether they are virgin or not. And number one is sex. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, like I said, some of these people that probably did this joint were probably trying to be funny. You know, some of them may have been serious. But these are some of the insecurities that men deal with. Now, how can we get past these things? And I'll even say this. Knowing who we are, man, is a huge thing. If we don't know who we are looking for the affirmation of men. The Bible says if you're looking for affirmation from men, you cannot be a lover of God. You can't serve God and man. You cannot try to be everybody's friend. You have to do what God told you to do, man. Something about the angels that my dad is talking about right now is the angels, they don't argue if God tells them to do something. They're not, well, I don't know how, you know, matter of fact, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he was told that he was going to have a kid, and he was like, y'all, man, we too old. And you know what? The angel said, since you didn't believe, I'm going to have to shut you up until your son comes. Man, this dude was quiet for 9 months. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't talk. Lost his tongue. Why? Because he was insecure in what he had, man. And insecure even in the message that God gave us, man. So I'm going to say this, man. Be secure in who you are by getting into the Word of God, by knowing the Word of God, by becoming the Word of God. When we do that, we can become secure. Don't let the devil hold you back. Don't let the devil tell you that you are nothing, that you will never be anybody, because that is not the truth, man. This is your boy, Don Christian the Warrior, and I'm signing off, man. Want y'all to continue to go hard for the King. That's how we do it, man. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ, or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the Word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every
Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Come on over to YadaTheKing.com.
Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music.
Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this.
Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotionals.
Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig?
Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
YadaTheKing.com.